Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Interestingly enough, friends, we have a lot of stuff going on that's happening right in front of our faces. Just had a conversation this morning with an individual that was talking about checking out the local obituaries concerning how many people have died in his local area just over the weekend. And he said it's got to be up at least 20%. You're used to three or four. He goes, there's 13, 14 people that are dying every weekend. At least that's being reported. And people are sitting back and acting as if to suggest they have no idea as to what is in fact happening. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, even the mainstream media is telling you what's happening. So, for example, I have in front of me right now, this is people, boy collapses and dies during his Little League game a day after celebrating his 10th birthday. And so if you scroll down just a little bit because you want to see the cause of death, it doesn't even announce the cause of death. That's what they're reverting to now. They're reverting to that, friends, because they don't want to put people in a alarm state. And obviously now the Epoch Times also just jumped on board right behind that. And there's the FDA, another organization used to cover and make way for those that are committing this genocide, which is a fact, like it or not. But it's saying now that FDA restricts J&J's COVID-19 vaccine over risk of blood clots. Friends, we knew this a long time ago. Why are we going to sit back and act like this is not happening, friends? They've got you distracted with Ukraine. They've got you loving on another one that's delivered up when you need a hero, just like that of Albert Pike said. And it's exactly what they're doing with Elon Musk. Elon Musk, by the way, over the last week and a half, we've been highlighting the fact that his mother is heavily involved in the occult. We showed you pictures. The woman that's having his children calls herself a witch. I'm not making this up. Yesterday it was reported that Elon Musk is now found to be paying for abortions concerning his employees. And yet the mainstream media, who you say doesn't tell the truth, has you praising another one of your favorite people. If it's not a politician, then it's a innovator, right? The creator of Tesla cars, electric cars. My goodness, friends, when are you going to quit playing to the dupes of ill-designing men? Ephesians 4:14. I can only tell you, okay, that's all I can do. I can only tell you, I can only warn you, Ezekiel 33:3, but I can't make the decision for you. See, that's what makes me a faithful witness that delivers souls, is when you respond to the truth that's given. And remember, truth demands a response. Either you reject it or you accept it, okay? One is unto judgment, one is to liberation. Scriptural terms, salvation, liberation from sin, right? John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17 comes to my aid. Now look at this. Here's Epoch Times reporting the FDA restricts J&J's COVID. Okay, after the fact. Okay, a brand new update just yesterday from our friends over at Health Impact News. Killer COVID vaccines. 4,400% increase in deaths compared to all FDA approved vaccines for previous 30 years. Did you know that? Okay. But again, people are just sitting back and trying to go on with their lives, and they're trying to act like their neighbors are not dying, as if to suggest that it's not going to come to your front door sooner or later. I mean, for example, if you think for one moment Bill Gates has discouraged friends, you better think again, because they're already forecasting another one, another crisis, another created virus to attack your system, right? And that's exactly what the Lord promised he would do. Read Amos 6:3. Matter of fact, I want to go over there right now because there's different translations that bring it the way that it needs to be brought. And I'm going to Bible Hub right now. And Amos 6:3, it tells us in the NIV, which you need to be careful with the NIV, by the way, but you put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror. Yep. And for those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you already understand the definition. Oxford's original definition to terrorism is a government by intimidation. That is the definition of terror. Okay? And terrorism. And linking that back to our forefathers, keep in mind the corrupt king that would not be ruled by God over there back during the founding era of this country, that would, again, who would not be ruled by God. Remember, he labeled our forefathers as terrorists, the same way that the DHS is labeling you a terrorist if you don't fall in line with the global order. But again, friends, let's just keep acting like this isn't happening. I'm not being smart. I'm just showing you what people are beginning to take on now. They're beginning to act like this is just happening. Almost on a daily basis, friends, I am highlighting the fact that the mainstream media is putting up another high-profile devil worshiper. And when I'm saying that, friends, these are the people that bowed down and received from Satan all that he could give them, right? Chapter 4 of Matthew, read it when you get a moment. If you bow down unto me, I'll give all this because it's mine to give. Well, these are the people that they call high profile today. This week it was Ozzy Osbourne that now contracted the COVID-19 virus. Isn't that interesting? The week before that it was what? Kamala Harris. The week before that it was someone else, friends. They're the ones propping this up. And this is how dictators survive. When justice dies, this is how dictators rise. And I'm not rapping here, friends, but the bottom line is, it rhymes in truth. And we need to understand how this is being played out, friends. They're propping it up. And if the American people would, again, take this for what it is and deal with the people that are responsible for this genocide on a global basis, that they themselves said they were responsible for, that they themselves... they've told on themselves at every given turn, along with the corrupt governors and along with the corrupt mayors, over and over and over again. And again, the American people are sitting back saying, what's going on? But again, you go onto the mainstream media, in contrast, and what do you see? All these people dying. 10 years old. 15. Yesterday, I highlighted a 16-year-old girl that just mysteriously died. Some sort of TikTok star. Right? And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And people are acting like, well, what's going on? Oh, I guess it was just their time. No, look at it. Look at the cause of death. You're noticing that they're labeling it in a different fashion, in a fashion that has never been labeled like in such before. They're not even giving you an explanation as to how they're dying because they don't want you to catch on. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is cowards have always labeled bold men as mean-spirited. I'm going to get to that when we get there. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. We got David calling in from San Francisco. What say you, my friend?
Well, howdy, Bradley. I heard only partially. I didn't hear the whole call of the person that was wondering about the mysterious deaths.
Yeah.
I've been keeping track of the COVID deaths in Missouri, for example. And for the strangest, well, let's say for a solid month, the state of Missouri did not release any deaths. And if you go to Greene County, that one is down in Springfield, Missouri, they started out about a month and a half ago at 845 dead.
Okay.
845. Yep. Here in San Francisco, we're at 860. And they're about one-fourth as big as we are. We're 800,000 people here. I think they're only 150,000 in that whole county. And they're almost equal to the amount that we have. We've stayed safe and whatnot. Anyway, so on March 25th, they were 845 dead. Then a week later, they're 1,023.
You know,
that's 178 people died in a week in Springfield. Then all of a sudden, the state of Missouri locks it down. And they were 1023 for basically a month and a half. And so now they're up to 1038. Now, the total amount of cases, they had 55,900 cases in the end of March. All of a sudden, they're up to 71,557. So they went up a fantastic number of cases and a fantastic number of dead. But the state of Missouri was intentionally... See if you can find some real chart for the state of Missouri. Because you remember, the state of Missouri not only do they not believe in masks, they didn't believe in vaccines. I'm talking about the government. There's a lot of smart people in Missouri, but the government, hellish. And the Attorney General of Missouri went out of his way to create lawsuits. If I remember right, that lawsuit that said that you don't have to wear a mask, that one was started by the state of Missouri, the Attorney General of the state of Missouri.
Okay.
Now, if you remember, in 1776, we banded together to form a more perfect union so that we, the people, would get to have a government that actually does something solid, looks out for us. If there's sewage in the creek, if there's bad wells and people are dying of cholera, then the government actually would do something to warn you. They'd have a health department that gave a care. They'd do something to make sure that people weren't dying of cholera. Well, here we are, the state of Missouri goes out of its way to make sure that an epidemic gets spread. No masks, no masks. They go out of their way to spend taxpayer dollars on saying that people can run around without getting a mask, and vaccines that are free are sneered at and disparaged. Okay. So now you're down there in Springfield, Missouri, and they're up to 1,038 dead today. Now, you remember San Francisco, where I'm calling from, 860. They're at 1,038. You go down to Orange County, California, where Disneyland is, they lost 300 people in a month. This epidemic is not over.
So you're the one. So what you're telling me then, David, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this. You believe what the mainstream media is reporting concerning this epidemic?
It depends on what you call mainstream media, because you remember Fox News may be considered mainstream, but it's only because they're discount news, right?
Yeah, there's no difference. Yeah, there's no difference between Fox and MSNBC. They're all controlled.
There's a huge amount of difference.
Oh, there is.
Sure.
What's that? Is the agenda going forward? Or is the agenda stopped, David?
Concerning
the global issues of demoralization, so they can control the people. Let's do it this way. Why don't you tell me where the mainstream media has ever told us the truth? And if they didn't do it on purpose, in the sense of propagandizing us, because we know this from Operation Mockingbird, and you can go online, you can find out our government was basically, as they would call it, interrogating the CIA back in the 60s and the 70s concerning their influence in the mainstream media. And by the way, the CIA was considered to be the American version of the Gestapo by Mr. Harry Truman, the president of the United States.
Well, it was created. It was run by a Gladio escapee. Was it Reinhard Gehlen? Look up Reinhard Gehlen, G-E-H-L-E-N, I think it is, and he's the one that designed the CIA, and he was the one that worked for the Gestapo in the Eastern Front, and he blackmailed, he basically sold the data that the Nazis had put together on the Eastern Front, and he sold it for his ability to escape prosecution, and he helped design the CIA. So I don't disagree with part of what you're saying, but if you're alluding that it's okay to kill citizens with taxpayer dollars, that the taxpayers of Missouri had an attorney general that not only was given bad advice, but to this day people are still dying.
Okay, so is it okay, David, for the government to reallocate tax dollars to murder the innocent in the womb? Is that acceptable to you?
Well, if you're talking about abortion,
I can recommend
two books. One is
I don't need a book. I'll recommend the book here. It's called The Bible. Okay, and common sense comes into play. And David, by the way, it's a good thing that your mom and your dad obeyed God when the Lord said, "Thou shalt not kill," because if they didn't do that, they would have ended up in jail. I can pretty much assume that you're that old.
Do you want organized crime to run abortions?
Well, that's what's happening right now.
It's not.
No, that is
organized
what is happening.
Organized crime is lusting after the ability to do it, but they haven't run it yet.
So when the government sanctions murder of the innocent in the womb, somehow that's justifiable.
That's not organized crime. That's when people own the government, right? When organized crime says, okay,
hey, don't talk over me, David. David, don't talk over me. I'm trying to say something here. What is the definition of organized crime? You're going way out into the left, into the right field here right now concerning your topic. You're trying to, if I'm right in saying this, let's reel back. You're trying to justify Bill Gates in calling forth depopulation on a global basis. Wasn't he the one that forecasted this virus, along with Anthony Fauci, who have a long history of doing the same, and yet for some reason or another, they're never held accountable for the crimes that they commit against the innocent. Since when did Bill Gates become a doctor, number one? Number two, when did he become an elected representative? And why is it that he's calling the shot concerning this pandemic? And keep in mind, as I said earlier, he's the one that's forecasting global depopulation by 3 billion in this planet. And you're telling me, and you're telling the listeners on the show right now, that it's justifiable what Anthony Fauci is doing, what the CDC is doing, and the WHO is doing in the face of statistics that are being censored by the same people that you're trying to prop up.
Okay, you've asked me 39 questions.
Answered 39 questions or different directions you were going.
Well, I'm not even going to pretend to answer because you're just going to take a sound bite out of context. I do not support Bill Gates. Don't pretend that I'm some supporter of him. I believe
you're trying to justify this.
You're a liar if you're just going to go on like that.
I'm a liar. You're trying to justify this new crisis. You're trying to justify the vaccines. You're trying to justify the masks. By the way, I have right in front of me, David, the manufacturers of the masks, just to remind you that they do not provide any protection against COVID-19. But yet we're supposed to wear masks because the government said so. Is that right?
If you sneeze, does wet stuff come out of your mouth?
I'm not going to go down that road with you, David. You're trying to gain...
Yeah, it is.
Very simple. David, I don't mind flying
through the air gets stopped by a mask.
Okay.
It gets buffered.
Okay.
Other people wear the mask, buffer theirs.
Listen, I try to tell you, you can call in again if you want to, but you're gonna not speak over the top of me and let me answer the stupid, ignorant statements that you have made. And that's exactly what they are. I want to go over and I want to show people on social media platforms. And I was teeing this up the whole time that David, Mr. Obstinate himself, was taught when he was talking that in 1918, the government came in and said there was a Spanish flu. By the way, Donald Trump propped this up as well. But did you know that the only people that died from the Spanish flu are the people that were vaccinated? Yep. See, David doesn't want to see that. Did you see this on Health Impact News, friends? 17,500% increase in heart disease in children following COVID-19 vaccines. This is just the tip of the iceberg, David. Really? I can try to pry your eyes open, but I can't open them for you, my friend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is now entering its 11th week. Cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded the steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid sirens. He's expecting Russian attacks to intensify as V-Day draws near. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that continues. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Wall Street continued its losing ways at the end of the week. The Dow and S&P 500 lost a fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%. It's the market's fifth straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News. Hundreds of firefighters and a fleet of planes in New Mexico are working to encircle the largest fire burning in America as potentially historic weather conditions were in the forecast. Thousands of residents have evacuated due to flames that have scorched large swaths of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. More than 262 square miles have been blackened over the last few weeks. The start has been traced to a preventative fire initiated by the Forest Service to reduce flammable vegetation. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching. That's when law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who have left traces of genetic materials at crime scenes. The court ruled this week that regulations for the technique were invalid because the legislature did not sign off on them. The searches were challenged by a group of black men who worried about being targeted for investigation because their biological brothers were convicted of crimes and had genetic information in the state's data bank. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, boy. You just can't make up some people. Every time that guy calls in, it's the same thing. Whatever you say, you're going north. He always wants to be obstinate and stand and go the other direction. But I'll tell you what, corruption depends upon people like that, to say the least, because every single conversation, he's a nice guy, but every conversation, it's the same thing, friends. He just tries to advocate. He tries to justify the unjustifiable. And folks, I'm not going to sit here and listen to your lies and your propaganda that you're parroting from the mainstream media. I was just highlighting this right before the end of the break. He's trying to tell us, oh, this is all legitimate. He's accusing people that are in government standing against this created crisis that, by the way, federal and state judges have been saying for 2 years, going on to 3 years now, that everything that the government has done concerning this created crisis has been completely unconstitutional. But he wants to try to justify it. But folks, look at this. 17,500% increase in heart disease. Nobody can deny the fruit of this. Nobody can deny that this is the stuff that we are seeing happening, transpire right in front of our eyes. Look at this. Killer COVID vaccines, 4,400 increase in deaths. Okay, FDA approves killer COVID drug for babies. The list goes on. This is all on Health Impact News right now. And again, you can't make up statistics, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. I see over here on the right side of Health Impact News, 43,898 dead, 4,190,493 injured following COVID-19, and we're supposed to just pretend? I could spend the next hour and a half just highlighting statistics, friends, of people that are dying. And this is touching our circle as well. So, you know, go ahead and try to justify it and deceive yourselves, but I'm not going to play a part of that game. I'm just not going down that road. We got Kelly calling in from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Kelly?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
I want to say how much I appreciate this mission because I listen religiously every morning and, you know, every afternoon. And this, first of all, I want to say that, you know, I'm baptized as an adult. I'm, you know, 100% drug-free my entire life. And I am homeless. And nobody wants to talk about the actual cause of homelessness.
Okay, well, we're not talking about homelessness right now. But you can go ahead and share with us. You know,
I'm curious to know if you have any advice how I could get anyone in your position to talk about the fact that, you know, homeless people are looked upon as drug addicts, and it's tornadoes, hurricane, landslide, flood, fire, you know, and this communist invasion that has caused a lack of affordable housing in this country and in this entire world, and you can't get anyone to say a word about it. They'd rather just turn a blind eye. And
I don't see that, Kelly. I don't see people willing to turn a blind eye to help somebody else. I don't see that. I don't know where you're going, but I can tell you this from firsthand experience that I was a welfare kid. I know what it was like to be homeless for a long time. And I know for me, when I started putting my hand to the plow and I didn't look back and I wanted to make something out of myself in my life, that's when things started to turn. I wasn't waiting for someone to give me a handout, not saying that you are. I can tell you on a firsthand experience testimonial in the sense of helping people, where in North Minneapolis, I remember one guy was standing on the corner talking about how he was hungry, and I told him, well, let's go across the street and I'll buy you lunch right now. He didn't want that. He wanted the money, and lo and behold, the restaurant was to the left, and to the right was the liquor store that he wanted to take that money to go spend at that local liquor store. When I was in the rock and roll world and I didn't have a place to live and I was on tour, I remember taking a $5 a day per diem that I had. I only had $5 a day to live on, okay? I put myself there, and what I did is I seen a guy sitting at the end of the ramp off of 35W South in Kansas City. He looked hungry, and I stopped. I took my $5 per diem, and I said, hey, dude, are you going to go inside of that store right now and buy some food if I give you this $5? He said, that's exactly what I'm going to do. He goes in there. He walks up to our guitar player, and he's looking for dope, okay? There was another time in McDonald's in North Minneapolis when I was there, and I didn't have it to give, but I gave it anyways. And there was an individual that said, can you buy me a Filet-O-Fish sandwich? And I had probably $10. And I took five of that $10 and I gave it to him and I said, go get a fillet of fish. He didn't go inside of the McDonald's to get the fillet of fish. He went right behind me and he started begging for more money, only to find out that Care 11 in Minnesota did a report on people that were begging for money, were making $400 to $600 a day. Now, does that apply to everybody? Absolutely not. But those are the people that are ruining it for the people that really need the help. I'm in a Fuddruckers, okay? This kind of stuff gets to me. I just want to let you know how this hits home because I've been there. I know what it's like to be there. I'm also going over to a Fuddruckers in Washington, D.C., where a kid is sitting on a balcony. He's a black kid. He's probably 22 years old. And as he's sitting on the balcony, he's looking for someone to come in to buy a lunch for him. And I walked in, and he walked over to me, and he said, would you do me a favor? And I said, what's that? He said, would you buy lunch for me? And I said, what's going on? And I just instantly knew I was supposed to help this kid by the Holy Ghost, okay? So what I did is I said, go ahead and order what you want to order. He ordered the cheapest thing on the menu. I walked over to him and I said, no, get what you want to get. Okay? That was somebody that I wanted to help. And before I knew it, I bought him lunch, and my kids walked over, they filled up their drinks, and they noticed that this young black man that was trying to get home was over there thanking the Lord that someone looked out for him. So what I find on a personal level, and that's just a handful of experiences that I've had, I find that more of the people that are asking for money are looking for a handout. And I want to tell you this. If I do that, what I'm doing is I'm paralyzing them, and I'm hurting them rather than helping them. If I'm teaching them that that's all they have to do is ask for money rather than go out there and get a job and work for it. So there's a big difference. Yes.
Would you let a 59-year-old woman who is...
Okay, I'm not even on the topic, Kelly. Get to the point, Kelly. I've already expressed myself on this topic.
Okay, but would you let a woman who is just like you and grows organic food and knows exactly the cause of the lack of affordable housing? Listen, I can afford to pay rent. I'm telling you that there are homeless people. I've never done drugs. You have talked over me, and I'm asking you to give me a chance to speak.
Okay, and I understand that, Kelly. And with all due respect, what you need to do is call the offices of the people that you're looking for the help, because this is not the conversation that we're having on the radio right now. Sorry about that, friends. But I'll tell you what, if you want to get my dander up, that's one of the topics. I'm not backhanding Kelly, friends, but I see it everywhere I go. Everybody's asking for a handout, okay? And I'm not saying that's what Kelly is doing. I'm not. But I am saying that Scripture comes to my aid. As I said to Kelly, and as I'm saying to you, I was raised as a welfare kid, and the government wants to create dependence. I am not going to be that. I'm not going to owe any man anything before I depart from this land or this earth before, by the grace of God. And the reason I'm saying that is because I see too many people out there. I can drive down to Minneapolis right now. I can show you the exact spots they're at. It's going to be the same people, and it's going to be that they're milking the charities in the good hearts of the American people, and I see people willing to help them, only to find the same people there doing the same thing with brand new boots on, brand new backpacks, brand new pants, dressed better than I am, and they're on the street corner begging for money and begging for help. Listen, my help comes from the hills. Psalm 121. I went to the Lord, and the Lord is what's made this boy. And what I did is I responded to his word. And the Bible is clear, and I'm going to go to it right now because I want people to understand why this kind of stuff bothers me. And I'm going over to Psalm 37 right now. I believe it's 37, and I'm just typing it in live radio. And what it is, it's true. And when King David said it, it's something that we all need to hear. King David said in Psalm 37, verse 25, he said, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So let me get this right. Is the Lord a liar, or is man a liar? King David said in Psalm 37, verse 25, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I want to say this. Bradley, why are you so harsh on this topic? Because I see where people pull the cross away that the Lord has laid on men. And what do? They destroy the men rather than help the men. Hey, when you go into the military, friends, they put obstacles in front of you. And you don't go to the end of basic training without passing the course and the obstacles that have been placed in front of you. When the Lord said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, that's exactly what he meant. Because what he does is he breaks us down to nothing as he builds us up in grace in Christ, that he might become the head of all principality and power in all things at all times. Now, I know Scripture says that we have not forgotten the poor. No, listen, if I was a billionaire and I was able to help all the people that really needed the help, I would empty my account in a week. But I'm not going to cast my pearls before swine. I'm not going to help people that are not helping themselves. We've all heard the saying, God helps them that help themselves. Okay? And furthermore, friends, that's exactly the truth of the matter. Either we're going to do and respond what the Lord has given unto us, to respond to concerning his words, or we're going to try it our own way, and then we're going to contradict the word of God, and then we're going to make an appeal to the emotions of men that are do-gooders. And what did Paul say in Psalm 7? Hey, watch out for do-gooders, because when I would do good, evil is present with me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do a whole show on the last segment, by the way, and I think it would tip people the other way. I want to tell you, I'm the first one, and you can ask my wife, that's probably the best person to ask, of a willingness to help people. As a matter of fact, every Christmas we look for families that we can help. And it's interesting how it's so easy for them to just go down to the state and receive all this free money and all this free food through the welfare state, which is completely unconstitutional. Other people out there that need help, yep, but they need to go to the church for that help, not the state. It's not the state's place to give out our money to people that don't work. They don't work, they don't eat, right? But we do a whole show on that. And, again, this is live radio. We're talking about a different topic, and we're going to stick to live radio, and we're going to stick to the topic that we're talking about here. And if you need help, you call the ministry office that you're seeking help from. You don't make the appeal on the radio. And again, I'm not trying to be harsh. It just really bothers me because I came from that hole of having nothing. And the bottom line is I can still go back to having nothing. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Guess what? When the Lord has your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, all those things that you were seeking before he had them, it doesn't matter anymore because the only thing that you want is to be in the presence of the Most High God. Just ask King David. But I know what it's like to be there. I know what it's like to be hungry. I know what it's like not to have any place to go. I was just talking to Tim Brown about some of these things just a little bit ago. But when it contradicts Scripture, it bothers me to no end. And when we're well able to do the work and we don't do it, and that's one of the things. Like I said, I can go to I can go 25 minutes north from where I live. I can go 55 minutes east from where I live, and I can find the same people. That they're smoking cigarettes, they're drinking booze, a lot of them, they try to hide it, but yet it's the same people. And they're lying about who they are, they're asking for help. Some of them have signs where they'll tell you, we'll work for the money, and then you just throw it at them. Well, listen, can you come help me with this project, and I'll pay you. No, I'm good. Just like I told you about that guy in North Minneapolis on West Broadway, I can see it right now. He's sitting there asking for help. And I told him, go over to the Wendy's across the highway, and I'll buy you lunch. I didn't even have the money to do it, but I found enough to help him with it. And he didn't want that. He wanted to go to the liquor store to the right of me, and I didn't put two and two together until I see that he rejected me and my offer of taking him out to lunch. Folks, some of those people make $400 to $600 a day. Did you know that? And we've showed videos of people that are asking for help, and there's nothing wrong with them. They just don't want to work. As a matter of fact, now that we're talking about this, I have friends that own businesses in cities about 45 minutes from us. One of them owns a restaurant. He said, Bradley, I'm putting out there $15 to $18 an hour, and he said, I can't even get the help. Kids don't even want to get paid $15 to $18 an hour. Why? Because they believe that they can just receive it from the government for free. Because after all, they believe that we that work owe them something, right? He has to shut down his place of business, folks. A couple days a week because he doesn't have enough help. Every direction I go, everybody's hiring for crazy numbers. $15 an hour. I just seen one for $29 an hour. That was huge money as a kid, and it still kind of is. My goodness. Everybody's hiring, and I don't think there's anything worse when they have nicer clothes on than you do, and they're asking for help, and they're standing right outside of a restaurant, and I'm thinking of an Applebee's in a small city about 25 minutes away from where I'm at. He always calls himself a veteran because he wants to make the appeal to those that are willing to give or more apt to give to him because he is a veteran. But right behind him is an Applebee's where it says hiring. He doesn't want a job. He wants to live off the charities of the people. No, friends, that's not what we want. And if that's the case and you think that there's something wrong, that I keep the cross on them, then you better read your Bible. Because where there's real faith, there's a cross. And many times people have to go to that place where the cross is that they can meet the Christ. And what do people do? They pull them away from Christ. They pull them away from the lesson that the Lord was going to teach them. My goodness, and again, there's a doctrine that was created in America, Taylor, made for America. It is a doctrine of carnal Christian that a person can believe Jesus Christ and live in carnality all the days of their life and be worldly and never grow up, and yet they're Christians. You know, when you give money away to these people, many of them, oh, God bless you. Yeah, God is the furthest thing from their minds, their hearts, and their actions. Because the first place they go is to go buy their cigarettes, their booze, their lottery tickets. I kid you negative. Hey, folks, we had street teams in Minneapolis in the five-state area for 14 years. We've seen it all. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with somebody that really needs the help. Those are the people I'm looking for. But more than that, friends, I have been burned over and over and over and over again. Let me give you another story. I think we were in South Dakota 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And I just did another one of these the other day for a lady that showed me a kindness in letting me in the line, and I just thought it was the coolest thing, so I took care of her bill. There was an older lady, I believe it was South Dakota. No. We just did that Florida run. It was somewhere down south. Well, anyways, there was a grandma that was in front of us, and I just felt right away, I just thought of her kids, and I thought, you know what? She's probably at home, totally forgotten about aging. And I just thought, you know, if that was my mom, what would I want someone to do for my mom? And she turned around and said something to me just to confirm what I was feeling. And when it came for her to pay for, I think she had an iron and a couple other items, I just looked at the cash register and I said, I got this. And I'm not trying to give myself accolades. I'm just trying to share my heart. But it was Holy Ghost led. It was Holy Ghost led. And I covered it. And she starts crying in line. And then after, because she was so grateful. And I was so happy that I was there to do it. And I just did another one of these a couple weeks ago. And it's like there's times where I'll be standing in line and just thinking, Lord, is there someone we can help? Can we pay for their dinner? Can we, you know, help them in some way that they might see you? But I also know that when Paul said, I would do good, I see evil is present with me. There's a lot of do-gooders that are causing more damage than they are helping the person. And I see that more than I don't see that. So you got to be really careful with it. And I could spend the next hour and a half doing the show just talking about these very things that we're talking about right now. So I'm not opposed to helping people that need help. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know why it bothered me so much other than the fact that I know what it's like to be there. And by the grace of God, I don't ever want to put myself there again. And I put myself where I was. And I tell people that all the time. If there was a bad that was done in my life, it was because I was rejecting God's grace. I was rejecting His mercy. Because if I would have taken heed to His word, I wouldn't be in the predicament that I was in during that particular time. And boy, I think we can all say that, right? So let's get back to this. I want to tee this up. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I want to hit this in particular. Cowards have always labeled bold men as mean-spirited. And I want to give you an idea as to what Scripture and what these men were truly alike in character. And I'll get to that in the next hour here. But I want you to listen to how Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, I want you to hear how he identified himself. He said, I am rough. Okay, this is a prophet, an apostolic prophet of God, 1 Corinthians 12:28. I am rough. I'm boisterous. I'm stormy and altogether warlike. Okay? I'm born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear out the wild forests. Put that up against people today. Oh, you know, I know you, Bradley. Sometimes you're just a little bit hard about the way you say things. Well, wait a second. I didn't know that I was here to make friends. I didn't know that I was here to seek your approbation, your approval. I thought I was here to slay sin. So we better understand the difference between those that are called in the Spirit and those that are carnal, friends, because there's a big difference. The ones that are carnal, he's going to try to do everything in his power not to offend you. And not that I try to offend anybody, but I'm going to hold to the Word of God. And the word offend in Webster's 1828 means anything contrary to or offend God. So we better get this right, friends. We want to make sure that your blood is off my hands, and the only thing that can do that is the truth.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.